got it now.
Freeform Radio. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on the aforementioned Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your socially distant, except not really anymore, but I can't stop myself from saying this, hostess, Lils. And what have we got today? We got some local tunes for you as we get moving along. Special performance later on. A special acoustic performance in Studio A. From Eric Impalamini from Temple Mountain. And we've got a whole bunch of new stuff for you. Brand new things from Pink Slip, brand new from Jay Wisdom, Sapien Joyride, and a whole bunch more. For now, though, what do you say we get into some music, huh? Here's starting us off, something from Manchester, New Hampshire. Here's Temptress with Ritual.
Take me to the edge. I know you.
Mic check. All systems failing. That's good to know. Alright, y'all. Crowd please the season. Crown season squeezing deck riffs. My exits renowned. Bow seize the keys and rep this. Bet for reference. Bounties increasing. Boundary appeasement. Not a back door. Take different space behind the interface. You theorize at this phase. The physics break my lizard brain. Religious framework still the carpentry. Only a few lines really built up the god in me. Entitled perhaps cast from the garden. We found a means to sustain. Narratives miss. Hierarchies to maintain. Choke to send out by squeezing the chain of command. Receive the seas from the sand. A bit more arid, yet we still stand. For now. It's a break, been a break for a minute and strength, just a simple, yeah, perhaps it's endgame, it's a finite, it's a break, yeah, we now resume your regularly scheduled programming. Stand back and stand by, nothing's permanent. Except for humanity's the Stanford experiment. I played a role like a clarinet, blowing air for the merriment. Waving at 5G towers like a theremin, daring them. Scooper queuing on Karen in the McLaren. Singing Bobby McFerrin, speed off, no op interfering. What's in the box, off top, loose ends and liabilities. This is why I dispense my soliloquy. And try to make sense of my hostility. The audience won't side with me, but they'll explore the rationale. Except for some fraction, for whom compassion's enshrouded. Not to be confused with those prone to lashing out. This a break, this a break, ay. This a break, some snap, some shake you. If this all just gas and dust, this all has and dust. A universe of hurt, expanse of suffering, yeah. This a break, I know I killed the vibes. That's what I do, ay. You could be a CO, a DA, a EMT, I could be on GTA. Maybe we could form a band, we could win a CMA. We could go our separate ways, I could sell on Etsy, you could snipe an interstate. Anything can be if you believe. You could wear new skin, a rapper with new skis. Yeah, sky's the limit, basils wanna stick in it. Like prime delivered, I am triggered. Hack bit, sticky like arachnid. Corny like a tractor with appropriate attachments. My culture isn't aggro. It's aggro in the face of growing famine. It's things are not going as planned, god damn it, or damn dust. This a break, bring the damn floods.
the sea. This thing you call your lifetime will soon be just a dream. The terror grind that taketh and giveth not to thee. When all the world is dead and gone, one thing will still repeat.
With Mikey D in that last block. Started out with Temptress with Ritual off of their album The Time Traveler's Continuum. Following that, We'll See with Breaks. And in that last block, we just closed things out with Terror Grinder by Dead Harrison. A lot of New Hampshire acts in this last block. Didn't really intend for that, but that's just sort of how it went. Speaking of New Hampshire, and we normally don't, you know, do live performances until a little bit later in the evening, but we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants today without glorious leader Joel guiding us through the things. So, hey, we've got a special guest here in Studio A tonight. Why don't you introduce yourself real quick?
My name's Eric. Is
it on? Oh, right into the mic.
Hi, my name's Eric. Go by Temple Mountain.
Hang on. I'm not sure if it's... try now.
My name's Eric.
Huh. Mic 3 does not seem to be. Maybe switch over to another mic real quick.
Sure.
Sorry about that.
Cool. You want me to try that?
Oh,
that
there we go.
Yeah.
Now you can hear yourself.
My name is Eric. I go by Temple Mountain.
Very nice. And he is joining us in the studio today to perform a couple songs and have a little chit-chat. So should we just hop right into it? You want to lead us into a song?
Sure. This is called Interpersonal Relationships.
Seems I've only met you, it's falling down like rain. It's all the ways you make me feel and cry. So won't you take my hand and help me understand, as we sit still the world is passing by. I recognize the mistrust, I experience the pain. I see the way that men can tend to lie. So I'll work hard each day and think of how to say, I'm here to love, not here to change your mind. For you know an hour or so, focused on the way you're making sound. Before you know, it's time for you to go. But I'll think about the next time you're around. 'Cause I made you a promise I can't break. But I think I found a way to compromise. For history will show the way you helped me grow. Make a pretty friendship, you and I. For you know, and now we're so focused on the way you're making sounds. For you know, it's time for you to go. But I'll think about the next time you're around. 'Cause I made you a promise, promise I can't break. But I think I found a way to compromise. For history will show the way you helped me grow. Make a pretty friendship, you and I. Make a pretty friendship, you and I.
Superb. Temple Mountain, everybody.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk about that last song for a little bit? I could. Very nice stuff. Like, very, very reminiscent of, like, like Simon and Garfunkel-y kind of music.
Yeah.
But also a little bit of like some of Death Cab for Cutie's more quieter sort of moments a little bit.
Yeah, that's, thank you so much. I'm also, I love Elliott Smith. That's like a big.
That's a good comparison. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of that until just now.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a song. I work in a behavioral health office, and I got to befriend some people who were therapists, and they really inspired me. So I wanted to write a song about the building of that relationship.
Mm. Mental health. So important.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing.
And people kind of take that for granted a lot of the time, mental health.
Yeah. You know, I was just in Ireland, and I actually noticed that especially. Yeah. It was a crazy, very quick, extemporaneous experience. But around here, it's becoming more and more popular over there. There's still like a lot of stigmatization about it.
Any progress helps, I'm sure.
Right.
Like, and I feel like the rest of the world still has a long way to... to kind of like catch up. And we like the U.S. definitely has a long way to catch up.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. So like when you were playing that, I was reading like a little bit of your band history and stuff. You got started in Long Island.
Yeah.
Was like, had the project started when you were in Long Island? Because I'm always a little curious about like, you know, those lesser known, like the scenes of lesser known parts of.
Sure.
Because like, everyone knows like New York City scene like done to death. No one ever talks about like Long Island or Albany or anything like that, or Buffalo so much.
Long Island has a very interesting scene. It's, you know, it's the typical bar scene, but it's more metal, I would say. I moved to New York City actually in, what was it, 2015, 2016, and I gigged there for a while, and there was definitely more of a scene, but it was very competitive, I would say. And I would say the same with Long Island, where when I gig here, everyone's really for each other, and they love to play and they love to listen to the music, where I think in New York, it's a very, very competitive scene. And you're just I don't want to say there was a very self-centered feeling, because I was also like 23 at the time, so it sure felt that way. But
very, very clicky, I've heard.
Yeah. It definitely. With that said, and I don't really miss it, but what I will say is that there were some great open mics, like compared to almost gigs themselves.
I should hope so.
Yeah, there was incredible open mics over there.
I mean, like, you know, there's that term, like the New York folk scene and all that sort of thing. That exists for a reason.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that, because a lot of the places that used to even be around in like the 60s, they were closing down when I moved up there. And this is pre-COVID. Yeah. Sidewalk Cafe closed down. Cafe Vivaldi closed down. But would you say Massachusetts? How is Massachusetts as a scene?
Massachusetts as a scene, it's doing pretty good right now. Like, it has its ups and its downs. Right now, I feel like a lot of the smaller O'Brien's sort of sized venues that, you know, are for bands like of this size that we play regularly on the Town. We're kind of at a bit of a loss for some of those. A lot of the really good ones have closed down, but so we're just trying to, like, you know, hold on to those spaces as best as we can to our O'Briens and Jungle and the Jungles and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And I think if the 80s have taught us anything is that musicians will find a way.
Yeah, yeah. I do think it's very cool that, like, I'm spacing on the name. It's that one venue in Cambridge. It's like opened back in the 1960s, really famous for like folk stuff.
Oh.
And I'm spacing on the name. It's in Harvard Square right now.
Okay.
Why am I? It was Cafe something.
There's a Cafe Ya.
No, not Cafe Ya. This is going to bother me. Oh, for sure.
No, I appreciate that.
My gosh. Oh, boy. So did you want to tell us a bit more about like the kind of music that... Club Passim, that's it. That's
Club
what it
Passim.
Was called.
Okay.
That's what
that
it was
does
called.
Sound familiar, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's the kind of place where, like, Leonard Cohen played there and other artists like that.
I love Leonard Cohen. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But, so, like, tell us a bit more about your music. Are they all, like, do they all sort of take sort of a theme sort of based after, like, mental health and, like, you know, personal issues and things like that?
Yeah, this first album did. So my album Schema, and I'm going to say it's on all digital platforms. But my album Schema, yeah, definitely took a lot. I got my bachelor's degree in psychology, and I'm currently in grad school. And I wanted, it's not that I didn't get anything from my psychology degree, but there's not much you can do career-wise with it. So I wanted to, like, put my money where my mouth is and make it feel like kind of worth it. So I decided to take what I learned and write songs about it. But no, my next album, I'm in the process of recording, and that's all going to be about, like, I guess it's still psychologically themed because it's about people and case studies of.
Well, like, I imagine you devote that much time to learning about a topic, it doesn't necessarily like leave you that easily.
Yeah, and I find people's schemas, if you will, like, that's really fascinating to me because I only know my own. I'll only ever get to know my own so well. So I want to learn as much as possible.
Is schema like a mental health term? Like, what does that entail?
It was a Jungian term. It's it kind of means.
You know, I was just thinking that sounded like very Jungian, like a collective unconscious kind of thing.
You got it right on the money. So it's basically like people say give it different definitions. To me, when I think of schema, I think of like the voice inside your head, like that's kind of directing you in life and shaping your life environmentally, physically, on a societal level. Yeah,
I mean, that sounds like that could be like interconnected. This is a philosophy show now. Apparently.
I know, I love it. I appreciate that. Was a good question.
It sounds very like it sounds like it works hand in hand with like Jung's concept of like archetypes.
Exactly. Or even like his view on using your imagination to kind of understand who you were. Like this is before like Gestalt therapy, which was more about. I just learned this too recently. Anyways, it goes hand in hand with dream analysis and archetype and mythology with Jungian and creating your own personal kind of story in your head, if you will.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So how do you feel about like playing us another song?
I would love to, yeah.
All right. Temple Mountain live on the Town with Mikey D.
Yeah.
All right, what have you got for us next?
This is a song called Secure Base. It's also off that album. And it's a love song. You can hear me all right? Cool. I found someone just like you. Now I'm floating around a star with you, guiding my heart. One day my eyes will turn blue, green will cover your hair roots, red lights will stream from afar with you, guiding my heart. And the night's all around when I hold you and say, the good life's a dance, with each step we take,
Love's not defined, love is made. I want to be all of you, wise, full of life, strong and cute. Growing old doesn't sound bizarre with you, God in my heart. And the night's all around when I hold you and say, the good life's a dance with each step we take. Love's not defined, love is made. And we'll travel the world, we'll make what is ours, holding hands with might. And I'll tell you I love you each night. And I'll tell you I love you each night. My eyes will close and be confused. World will appear from afar with you, God in my heart. And the night's all around when I hold you and say, the good life's a dance with each step we take. Love's not defined, love is made. Love's not defined, love is made.
Fantastic. Another one from Temple Mountain right there. That
Thank
one,
you.
I have another comparison. That one particular gave me just enormous Iron and Wine vibes.
Oh, yeah. You're good people. I appreciate you. Yeah, Jezebel. You know, that's a song off Woman King. I heard that when I was in like sixth grade, and it blew my mind.
Fantastic. Yeah. So... You're a New York transplant, New Hampshire. New York transplant from now in New Hampshire.
Been living in New Hampshire about 6 years.
How has that been like working out like scene-wise and all that sort of stuff?
I love it. The New Hampshire music scene's really cool, in my opinion.
Right. You were telling me a bit about that before we got on air.
Yeah, I'm kind of blown away by it. I think everyone's super nice and sweet, and people like Midnight Collective are doing really great things, and also New Hampshire Music Collective is doing really great things to help people get gigs, and there's a lot of bars to play at. There's so much opportunity. You just have to be willing to travel, because every town is like 40 minutes away from each other. But
40 minutes away from Nashua,
or just in general. Yeah,
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. I live in Peterborough, and you're never more than like an hour and a half away from any major city. And then if you drive 2.5 hours, you're in Burlington, Vermont. And if you drive like 4 hours, you're in Montreal. So yeah, it's like, it's deceivingly handy.
Four hours seems like actually pretty good.
Exactly.
From there to Canada.
Yeah. I'm only 4 hours from New York City. So I did a gig in Brooklyn like a month ago. And it was doable. Like, even with the pay and everything like that, it just made sense.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And fantastic. So did you want to talk about that last song like a little bit?
Sure. I got engaged recently. In Barcelona.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. And I feel really great in this relationship. And, you know, I take the idea of... Because you can be... I want to make sure I say this right. I just take my love very seriously personally. So I want to make sure that I write in song, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a very succinct way of putting it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we all have different ways of love and experiencing love. But I don't know. I think my personal relationship can be a bit almost cliche, but that's what I love about it.
I mean, whatever works best, you know? Absolutely. So, yeah, we were just talking about New Hampshire a second ago, and I believe you've got a New Hampshire gig coming up, like, right this Saturday.
Yes, I'm playing at a place called Terminus in Nashua.
This is the first I've learned about this place, being in Nashua, and I am very, very curious. So why don't you tell us more about, like, this upcoming show and all that sort of stuff.
It's a really cool gig. I'm playing with two other people. I'm playing with Turbo Cats and Jam Now, I believe they're called. I'm so sorry I'm about to butcher that, but I knew I should have wrote it down. But yeah, it's a beautiful venue in this kind of cool space that the person, Eleanor, who runs Midnight Collective, you know, she's all about trying to find ways to better the scene. Mm. And she's all about, you know, I'll guerrilla market if I have to. Mm. I'm going to help with social media if I have to. She's just she's going to be an incredibly important figure, you can tell. And I've also gotten to know her, and she's like the sweetest person on the planet.
Well, that's pretty great. Like,
oh, she's great.
Like, you don't really get that so much from a lot of people in certain scenes, like claiming to be, you know, promoters and all that sort of stuff.
She only wants to help.
I've definitely had my run-in of, like, you know, promoters that offered no help whatsoever around, like, Boston and other areas.
I just sent her a message because I did another radio interview, and they were like, you need to get to know this person. So I set up an appointment, and she gave me a tour of the place. The place is beautiful. And, you know, the second I walked in, they offered me coffee. And it's like, I know it's like, okay, yeah, it's coffee, but it's those little things. And, you know, they're doing podcasting there, I believe. They're going to be doing shows. They're allowing people,
at Terminus?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's rad.
You can practice music there. I actually saw this singer-songwriter from New Hampshire, Caitlin Costello, practicing over there. She's fantastic, too.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah, so it's just a really great place, and I think it's going to be a really fun night. I'm really excited to see these bands. I've watched some videos of them, and they're really talented. So, yeah, we'll see. I think I'm the only one that's going to be doing, like, a solo act. So I'm opening up the show, and I'm looking forward to it.
Either way, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty groovy time.
Yeah.
What else have you got up on the horizon, if you care to, like, plug some other shows coming up down the line?
No, I appreciate that. I have quite a few. I'm playing at the Hayloft in North Ospey in New Hampshire on, this Friday. So it's in, like, 2 days. I gotta make sure I'm ready for that.
Stack schedule.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm playing at Kava Bar the following week. That's a 3-hour gig. Have you heard of Kava Bar in New Hampshire?
I have. It's, like, right in the center of, not the center, but, like, right just on the outskirts of downtown Nashua. And I would not have pegged that as a place where live music would happen. It seems like the place is just a little too small.
It is small, but it is. The crowd there is they're awesome, and they're sober. It's like an amazing experience.
Interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting.
Other than that, I have a ton of gigs coming up. I think I have close to 20. So one of the other big ones is in August. I'm playing at this place called Hermit Winery in Meredith. In Meredith, it's a they do this songwriter night that I've been wanting to do since I, like, decided to come back to the music scene, and I got invited to do it just recently, and I'm very excited about it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. And any, like, recordings or anything like that? Any plans for that sort of stuff?
Yeah, well, my album Schema you can find anywhere at the moment. I want to do
all the services, Spotify, Bandcamp, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And SoundCloud.
And if I may editorialize, get it on Bandcamp. Streams don't help artists nearly as much as getting it on Bandcamp. Get it on Bandcamp.
I should promote my Bandcamp more, to be honest with you, so I appreciate that.
But I always try to promote that way more than, you know, getting it streamed with, like, all of my personal projects and stuff like that.
I just discovered Bandcamp Friday, and I was like, that is such a cool idea. Like, give it a day where everyone goes to Bandcamp and purchases the music they want. And I like the fact that it's pay what you want if you want it to be. You know, I think that's really genuine and cool.
Yeah. They came up with that, like, during, like, when the pandemic hit and everyone wasn't able to, like, tour and stuff that. So there was, like, not only was there more of an impetus for people to, you know, keep these artists supported, but, like, there was an impetus on people to, like, put out, you know, new stuff during these first Fridays of the month, too.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. So I'm going to be recording an album again this summer, very lo-fi and as cheap of a budget as I can.
And I want to record another album. I actually...
Well, that's kind of the way to do it nowadays.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, there's such a saturation of music anyways on Spotify. Like, the quality... It almost feels like quantity over quality sometimes, you know? Mm. But this, not in terms of the songwriting, just in terms of if it sounds good, it's good, which is Yngwie Malmsteen used to say that all the time. And I really appreciate that. But yeah, I want to record also an electric guitar album for the first time. And like, I haven't picked up the electric guitar in a long time. And I just started again. And I've been writing some songs, so.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like Jeff Buckley, clean tone-ish, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that. I'm into that. Another comparison tonight. We got Jeff, we got Paul Simon, we got Simon and Garfunkel, Jeff Buckley.
Not vocally Jeff Buckley, I wish.
Elliot Smith.
Yeah.
Death Cab for Cutie, that's very Iron kind. And Wine. I mean, you think we got time for one more song or
yeah, I really appreciate you even allowing me to play one.
All right. One more from Temple Mountain, who has been kind enough to grace our studio with their presence.
And you've been kind enough to listen, so thank you.
Oh, no problem.
This is a song called Unconditional. All I see is you. My thoughts can't be alone. Oh, falling through the sky, I was thinking I'd fly, but you caught me in your arms. And the day I was gonna tell you that I hear a heartbeat in my songs, but dreams they fade away and someday you'll be gone. Been running out of lines, been staying up too long, thinking how we've never met, and I'm willing to make a bet that you're treating us so wrong. And the day I was gonna tell you that I saw a rose by its thorns, and my hands they bled, but I knew someday I'd be yours. That dance with you, the moment so divine, like a blanket I held tight. I always fear the unknown, but with you the unknown feels so right. So I keep my eyes on you, keep you locked inside my mind. And it's so hard just to see how every part of me is just a shadow in the night. And the day I was gonna tell you that I saw a breath inside my home, and I loved the way it looks at me, and I love how it's all I can see, and I know it's more than fantasy. Call me yours.
Another one from Temple Mountain. Fantastic stuff. Did you want to talk about that song for a little bit?
Sure. That's an early song I wrote. I don't really know what it's about. I know I wrote the title Unconditional refers to Rogerian psychology with unconditional positive regard. And that was the original name. But then everyone was just like, that's a really long name. So I just went with Unconditional. But yeah, I think it's just about personally noticing other people have feelings and that your feelings might not be the same as theirs. Yeah,
so just kind of a classic like human experience sort of song.
Yeah. And it was the guitar playing was really inspired by Elliot Smith, that song in particular. Specifically a song of his called Angelus that I really love.
Very nice.
Yeah,
I've been joined by Temple Mountain from out of Peterborough, New Hampshire. Have you got like a website you want to leave us with where you can find all the information before we get back to some local goodies?
Sure. www.templemountainmusic.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for popping into the studio today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Playing a whole bunch of songs for us. Fantastic stuff.
Thanks.
Right. Now we get back to our usual fare. Here's brand new from Pink Slip, who are having their EP release party this Friday over at Deep Cuts in Medford. Here's Imposter by Pink Slip on their upcoming EP, Suck City.
Just never click. No way. Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Lils, and in that last block, what did we hear? Brand new from Pink Slip with Imposter. Go check out their go check out their next show this Friday over at Deep Cuts. They are going to be doing their EP release show with Hell Beach and the Pomps. Go check that out. After that, Pilgrims of Yearning with Storms. Following that, Gabriel Hofaker with When the Angels Cry. That kind of fell out of my mouth weird. And Time and Place with the Mississippi of the First World. Beyond that, what else? More local goodies right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Anyway, let us tarry no further into some more local goodies as we enter hour number two of On the Town. Here's Proles with Black Serenade.